For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, sports fans, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf to the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and you can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, it's where the game starts. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by CH Insurance. Always in your corner, every day, every way. Make sure you log on to chinsurance.cc. Ask about group benefits, bundling your home and auto. And remember, the commercial insurance, they're there for you as well. In that department. ML Sports Platter, brought to you by CH Insurance, in your corner every day, every way. A proud ML Sports Platter sponsor, and thanks as well to Rosie's Corner and Camillus Golf Club. NFL Draft, individual team recaps, NFC East. We keep it going with the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, the biggest brand, Jerry, the drama, Dak, the contracts, all the stuff happening. I mean, the Cowboys are just so easy to predict, aren't they? 11, 12, 13 wins, win the division or make the playoffs via wild card, lose in January, Dak and Mike McCarthy stinking it up when it matters most, and they take an offensive line in the first round. Lineman, right? I mean, that's kind of where we're at, right? Big brand, make the money. I don't know. This franchise is kind of like the gift that keeps on giving, right? Oklahoma, Tyler Guyton. He's a great player. Offensive tackle, 6'8", 330. Probably could have gone in a million different other areas if you're a Cowboy fan. You're looking at that and thinking that. But he's 6'8", he's 330. He only started 14 games at tackle. He's raw, and he's a former tight end. He's quick, length, foot speed. But I thought they could have done a lot more than taking Tyler Guyton. I mean, flat out. You know, there were a lot more players on the board. They could have taken one of the stud corners. They could have taken a playmaker. They could have done anything. I mean, they could have taken Keon Coleman. They could have done a million different things, right? He's a plug-and-play tackle. You know, great agility. But I just, first round, really? Like, I don't know, man. I feel like he could have gotten some OTs later. I don't really like this pick at all. Marshawn Nealon, excuse me, from, I always say Keeneland when I say that because of horse racing. But Marshawn Nealon from Western Michigan, an edge rusher. They could have taken a big-time defensive playmaker, too, or traded out, or traded up. They could have bundled, like, four picks and gone up and gotten, like, anybody in the draft. There's so many things they could have done besides taking an offensive tackle again. And I'm not, like, demeaning the position. Everybody needs their beef and their wall up front, but I don't know, man. Cowboys offensive line, to me, seems like it hasn't been the problem. That's the other thing. This pick decent, right? 6'3", 275. He's got long arms. He's kind of like a hybrid edge, which is where everybody's going these days to try to find that. He's a powerful pass rusher. Big-time explosion. Plays to the end of every play. And the stats aren't elite, but again, I think you have to kind of look beyond that as well. He tested well at the combine. And what's funny, though, is again, the Cowboys' defensive end didn't really rank as high a need for the Cowboys on paper, but they are entering a season in which we'll see Micah Parsons in terms of needing that new contract. So Nealon isn't Parsons, but maybe they're thinking long term in case something happens. Plus, DeMarcus Lawrence turns 33. We'll see what happens. But he's a top 50 pick and player on boards, most boards. And he, you know, he's fair value, but it wasn't a top need. So O-tackle and defensive edge, I don't know, man. Again, Jerry Jones, please relinquish the general manager duties, will you? For crying out loud. This team is not going anywhere until he does exactly that. The Cowboys had six more picks in the NFL draft. I'm going to get to all of them next. Here on the ML Sports Platter, make sure you download, subscribe, rate, and review the show. As you can hear past guests on both the audio and video side, including Adrian Autry, Seth Greenberg, Jay Billis, Travis Stone, the Churchill Downs track announcer, and many others here on the ML Sports Platter. Sean McDonough of ESPN, you name it, they're there. ML Sports Platter brought to you by Stanley Law Offices.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
ML Sports Platter brought to you by Camillus Golf Club, Burn Dairy, CH Insurance, and our friends over at Liverpool Physical Therapy. All your PT needs, if you're in and around Central New York, make sure you go with my friends at Liverpool Physical Therapy. They helped me out big time from last year when I dislocated my shoulder. Hey, get back on your feet with Liverpool Physical Therapy, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. All your PT needs post-op. Liverpool PT is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. Rest of the picks for the Dallas Cowboys. Again, I don't love this draft. I really don't. I don't see high value. I don't see them going for needs right out of the chute. Cooper Beebe from Kansas State, an offensive guard, third rounder, is a big physical dude, man. Minnesota through Detroit is where the pick is. Third rounder, four-year starter, played guard and tackle. Gotta like the versatility here. But again, why O-line? I just don't know. A good body control and all the rest. Maybe this is more of a value pick, right? He can move to center, compete for the starting job. This is probably the area, though, where you pick your first offensive lineman, right? Maybe that's where I'm kind of thinking. Solid value, but you already took a tackle. So again, I don't know. Like, do you need multiple offensive linemen here? I don't understand it. Maybe you're a lot happier with this pick if you didn't go tackle first. But a lot of people might say, well, you know, you could get this one and another guy later. But instead, they wasted one at the top, kind of a thing. They could have easily used the third rounder. And you know what? Here's the other thing. If the Cowboys really wanted to go O-tackle and go really, really big, they could have just moved up in the first round and gotten an even better prospect. I mean, I don't think you want to trade a ton of capital and just go all the way up and get Joe Alt, but, you know, I guess I'm fine with this offensive guard pick here, but two offensive linemen in the first two picks and a defensive edge guy with your second didn't seem like the Cowboys need right away. They go linebacker out of Notre Dame. It's Marist Leafu, 6'2", 240. He's a great length guy. He runs well, super fast, great effort. Now, here's a good pick, right? Because Dallas signed Kendricks to help replace Leighton Vander Esch, but Kendricks is 32, so he's not going to be the long-term guy after, what, 1-2 years, and they need to be better against the run. See, to me, the Dallas Cowboys' immediate needs would have been, assuming you can sign Micah Parsons, you can go with the defensive line and bulk up there, that's what I would have done with the first and maybe even second pick for Dallas, right? Maybe you trade up and you go get like a Byron Murphy the second, right? Or, you know, at the very least, you know, you could, I don't know, you could trade down too and you could get some pretty, pretty great guys. You know, edge rushers that complement Parsons, I don't think that's the position. I think it's really meaty three technique guys up front. You know, I think that's really where you're looking. In that 16-17 range, Dallas probably could have gotten up there with two or three picks. They could have given their first rounder and maybe a third rounder and gotten up there and gotten either Byron Murphy or Dallas Turner. I would have done that. Or you trade down and you add picks and you go right with, you know, Rook or Horhoro out of Clemson or the kid Newton from Illinois people loved. I mean, all the defensive tackles in the second round, Fisk from Florida State, Sweat from Texas. I know the off the field stuff, but it seemed like they needed maybe some meat on the D line. I don't know, man, you know, and certainly weaponry. I mean, you know, you got to keep building around the QB, I suppose, no matter what happened. You got to keep getting offensive weapons because that's where the league is. I don't know what the direction was for this team. Then they go cornerback with Kalen Carson from Wake Forest, 6 foot 200. He's a scheme versatile corner, right? He's got some big instincts and all the rest. He's a tough run defender, and they definitely want to start stopping the run, right? Because they've been so brutal at that. But again, that's where you maybe go D-tackle. Wide receiver, Ryan Flournoy from Southeast Missouri State. Know nothing about him. They go back to offensive tackle in the seventh round. That Flournoy pick, by the way, was sixth round. Louisiana offensive tackle Nathan Thomas in the seventh round, and then Justin Rogers with a pick, a defensive tackle from Auburn. A little late for that, huh? I mean, Rogers, yeah, he's a nice player. Comes from the SEC. He's a defensive tackle, 6'3", 335. He's a big nose tackle. Strong hands, flashes ability to push, but I would have taken a couple of these guys, you know, I really would have. And when you look at the overall roster of the Dallas Cowboys, you know, it's just, I mean, it's an offense that, again, they bring back Ezekiel Elliott, dumb, right? The running back room, I think this year is a little weaker, right? You don't have Pollard there anymore, right? I don't know. The wide receivers, you have Brandon Cooks, and you have CeeDee Lamb, which is nice. I mean, you have tight end Jake Ferguson. I don't know. It seemed like to me maybe pick up one weapon, pick up a bunch of defensive tackles to stop the run, maybe a role player linebacker, and then go O-tackle at some point, or O-guard, however you want to do it. I don't know. I just... It didn't seem to me direction-wise the Dallas Cowboys did what they were supposed to do. But I'm not surprised. Jerry Jones. And this team, man, I'm telling you, there is really no window because they're just not. I mean, it's Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott. What, do they even have a window? I mean, we kind of know what they are. I mean, they're so freaking predictable. It's ridiculous. ML Sports Take brought to you by Welch & Company Jewelers, Bonnet Sales and Service, and our great friends over at Jam & Beats. Hey, if you're in and around Central New York, you need a DJ service. Jam and Beats is awesome for you. They can DJ private parties, weddings, and a heck of a lot more. Go with Jam and Beats. Go get them on Facebook and Instagram. Jamie and his team are crushing it. Jam and Beats is the official DJ service of the ML Sports Platter. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
At CH Insurance, your family is our family. We take pride in protecting you, your loved ones, and the things that matter most with the best personal coverage at the best premium. From home and auto insurance to boat, motorcycle, renter's insurance, CH finds the exact coverage you need without breaking the bank.
They believe in their community and care about those they do business with. I have both personal and business policies with CH, and there's never a doubt they're in my corner.
CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.